Well, Art, $2 billion.
Amazing. This is what happens when you have unemployed people on the street with $20 billion in their pocket. They do silly things like spend $2 billion on one professional sports team. This is astonishing. One of the most ridiculous sports business stories I've ever been around. Ballmer was part of the group led by Seattle native Chris Hansen to try to buy the Sacramento Kings, which didn't work last summer. He also tried to buy the Milwaukee Bucks. This price for the Clippers is more than three times what those teams went for. It's the second largest professional sports transaction in U.S. history, trailing only the Dodgers, which sold last year for $2.1 billion, but that included $500 million for the stadium in Chavez Ravine. This is just unbelievable by anybody's standards to pay this much money for what was, for many years, the most woebegone franchise in all of North American professional sports. The Clippers were terrible. Donald Sterling's ownership was mocked and denigrated. And then he blew himself up with the remarks that were recorded by his model, archivist, lover, girlfriend, whatever, and sent public. And now, the ultimate reward, he gets paid $2 billion for being a moron.
And making racist remarks.
Right. Only in America.
But did the NBA have a choice? They really wanted to get him out of that ownership role and quickly.
They did. They were stuck because the commissioner, Adam Silver, said that he was going to be fined, he was going to be banned permanently, and they were going to take actions to remove him from ownership. These are all drastic actions, but really they had no choice because sponsors were pulling out their support, and there was going to be a player boycott if he continued to own the Clippers during the playoffs. It was a monumental embarrassment. And the showcase event in the NBA calendar is coming up next Wednesday, the NBA Finals. They are desperate to find an owner to get rid of the Sterlings. And there was no one better qualified than Steve Ballmer because he was a man on his own. He didn't need partners. He didn't need banks. He didn't need anybody to give him permission to write a check for $2 billion so that the NBA can turn it around without any court fight, without any public tussle.
So he's keeping the team in L.A. He said that publicly, that it wouldn't work to move them.
He called it value destructive in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. He has no intention of moving it to Seattle. And this is basically his goodbye. I think there's a real resentment about what's happened here in Seattle when he lost the CEO job at Microsoft. He called it a retirement, but clearly there were a lot of people who had been unhappy with Steve Ballmer for a number of years who worked at Microsoft in the tech industry, and obviously the shareholders were unhappy. So he said in the Wall Street Journal interview that he was not looking to move this team to Seattle. He says, if I find another team outside of Seattle, so be it. I want to be an NBA owner. And he did in the biggest way possible.
So what does that do for the arena efforts in Seattle and the effort to bring the NBA back to town?
Well, it's a big blow, but not necessarily a fatal blow. There are a lot of rich guys in Seattle who would like to be part of returning the NBA here. But Chris Hansen has no momentum right now, and his project is still in the middle of an environmental review that is going to be the subject of controversy once it comes out. So it's really a tough spot for Hansen. Not impossible to get out, but it's really going to be tough sledding without Ballmer's billions behind him.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.